Inside the Vortex. If we start with the premise that inside each one of us is a divine particle of source, a perfect morsel of the universe that wants for nothing, needs nothing, and desires nothing. This part of you consists of one emotion and one emotion only, love. It is acutely aware that it is eternal, is one with everything else, has no fear of death, and knows precisely why you are here and what you need to find your own happiness, peace, and purpose on earth. This part of you not only knows what your heart desires, but it also knows exactly how to give it to you. It is only reasonable for you to wonder then why you still don't have the life that you want. The reason you still feel that emptiness inside you is because you are currently blocking all the divine elements from entering your life. It's similar to trying to pour yourself a glass of soda with the bottle cap only half loosened. The soda drips into the glass, but not quick enough to give you anything worthwhile. In the case of the law of attraction and manifesting the life of your dreams, it is not a bottle cap preventing the outcome you desire, but seven universal illusions that stop you seeing what needs to be done to restore the flow. In this final section of Manifesting Magic, I'm going to remind you what the illusions are and show you how you fine-tune your thinking and behavior to permit this powerful life-changing force to rush into your life. If you are wondering why there are seven universal laws, haven't you noticed? It's always seven. Stephen Covey wrote about the seven habits of highly successful people. There were seven brides for those seven brothers, and there are seven books in the Manifesting Magic series. There's always seven, you see. The seven illusions. Number one, the illusion of separation. The first common blockage is centered on the assumption that what we see happening before our eyes is really as it appears. A belief that we are all entirely self-sufficient individuals with no significant connection to anyone who falls outside the circle of our immediate family and friends. Falling for this illusion is like the...